This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have none other than Bradley Dean and, to the right of me, Stephanie Joy, folks. Thank you for joining us today. We're actually in Minnesota right now, and we can safely call it Minnesota. We got I don't know how many inches of snow. Last week I was actually out in Arizona. I did four tea parties. And in the process of that, before we left, we almost didn't left.
Yeah, planning on hitting that the top of the hour next hour, the whole entire story. It's quite interesting. You don't want to miss this one.
It really is. But we got out there. We did what we were supposed to do. We're back now. We're back in the saddle. And in the process, our producers also, they're pregnant right now and they're waiting for their baby. So things have been a little misconstrued over the last week. So in saying that, here we are. All is well. But you know what? Sometimes you go through the straits, we get to the other side, and we're glad that we got to the other side. Therefore, we're really glad that we put our hand to the plow. And wasn't it Jesus that said, he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God?
That's right.
And when you put your hand to the plow and you go through those straits, you see what it's all about, because then you get to partake with the power of God unto salvation. It was rightly as Paul declared, he who wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, when he said in 1 Corinthians 2:5, he said, I came in much weakness, fear, and trembling, but he also came in the power of God, that men might not find their faith in the wisdom of men's words, but rather in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit, because we know that it's a work of faith with power. So in saying that, friends, welcome again to the show. You have Bradley and Stephanie here. Folks, we wanted to let you know, if this is the first time listening, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. Also need to understand, friends, that it was Vladimir Lenin that rightly said, atheism precedes communism, and communism precedes atheism. If we go back to our founding forefathers, namely Ben Franklin, who rightly had said in 1793 that there is no such thing as an atheist, or it was unheard of during the times of the revolution. And why would that be? Because we know that there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. Everybody's calling upon God and trusting God with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and hoping in his salvation. And that's really what it comes about. So anyways, in saying that, what it comes to, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. All stem back into none other than the rock of our salvation. His name is Jesus Christ. The voice that the pro-murders wished silence. Folks, you have a government that sanctions murder. And, of course, they don't like people like me or Stephanie or those that are actually taking a stand. Those that are standing on the side of God's word and his moral law when he said, thou shalt not kill. And we know in Proverbs 6, God said, he hates hands that shed innocent blood. We are also the patriots. Patriot, defined out in Webster's 1828, means to uphold dying laws. Friends, hundreds of thousands of men fought blood and died to give you what you have today, namely freedom. And it was on their backs. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. And again, who said that? None other than Jesus Christ, John 15:13. Want to welcome you to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you scoot over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We got tons of headline news, friends, doing really well right now on that website, thanks to you. For example, we got Muslim Imam praises Allah on the house floor. We're going to play that for you right on the other side of this break. And it's also a promise that God promised to a disobedient nation. He said to the disobedient people, he said, I will make them the head and you the tail.
And those that hate you will rule over
you. That's exactly right. So I'm in Deuteronomy 28, and going back over to what you said, Stephanie, was in Leviticus 26. We are seeing prophecy fulfilled. Well, 315 million people, I found out just this last week in Arizona, 315 million people allow, what, a couple hundred people to destroy their country. Shame on those that are standing down right now when, in fact, they should be standing up. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, or go to our Facebook page, friends, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, and or Bradley Dean Double E fan page. Friends, I believe we got about 160 to 170,000 friends right now. And again, we just want to say thank you very much for partaking and bringing forth your efforts to actually bring forth change in this country, to give our posterity what our forefathers fought, bled, and died to give us.
You know what I want to say, too? I think that the Sons of Liberty Media website can be an answer to prayer for a lot of people who are saying, listen, I need to know the truth of what's going on out there. I don't want to turn on, you know, your local news or the, you know, the typical state-run media, you know, that you get. And they say, well, I want to be informed as to what's going on, but I know that what I'm being fed is a bunch of lies. I think it was Mark Twain who said those that read the newspapers are misinformed. Those who don't read them are uninformed.
That's right.
So we want to make sure that we're informed, but that we're informed correctly. And what I love about the website is it's just there's so many great articles giving you the truth of what's going on, but giving you the hope so you feel empowered to do something about the problems rather than...
And the empowering the people is actually giving them the knowledge as to what's right and what's wrong on the side of God to, in essence, right the wrongs.
Right.
So once you have that knowledge, then you can stand up and right the wrong. And you were just talking about the conservatives and... You know, the conservatives, what they have to offer. Folks, we just found out this week, speaking of which, I need to highlight this because you brought it up. Well, we found out that Fox News is helping the funding of the homosexual agenda, which for most part, and when I do the tea parties, for the most part, what I do tell the people, you know, folks, if Fox is the best that you've got, I'm not trying to make my light brighter by dimming theirs. No, they're doing that all on their own. But the fact of the matter is it's not so much what they're saying that bothers me. It's what they're not saying that should bother everybody in this country. And then we have another article called Why Are Media Conservatives Promoting the Homosexual Propaganda to Their Own Demise? Now, interestingly enough, friends, I just told you about 2-3 weeks ago, I said we are going to a new level of warfare in this country and judgment. We are under the judgments of God. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And when I said that, I don't always know what I'm saying when I'm saying it outside of the fact that that's what's bubbling up out of my heart at that particular time. But interestingly enough, folks, now we're looking at the Muslims who are less than 4.5 million in the United States of America who are attempting to take the helm during the house time during, I mean, folks, you really need to think about what's going on because they're not asking for permission, friends. To obey the laws. They defy everyone's laws. The countries that they go to disrupt or to actually conquer, they're not asking for permission. They're just going headlong in, and what they're seeing in America is they're seeing their criminal-in-chief, the President of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, make way for America's sworn enemies to go in before session, friends, and actually praise Allah. Now, friends, since 1777, for those that did not know, we have been opening up every session in the Supreme Court, in the House, so on and so forth, friends. Every session starts out in prayer, acknowledging the God of the Mosaic Institution. And who fulfilled that institution? None other than Jesus Christ himself. So, friends, and just to prove that point, when you look at those that represent we the people or the military, friends, why is it that they always swear to God and then to men? So help me God, putting their hand on the Bible. You get the point. We're going to come back. Muslim imam praises Allah on house floor. Friends, judgment is getting more manifest day by day. It's time for you to respond because God ain't playing. 1-866-233.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, over the last week, we just got four new affiliates: WBCF 97.1, WGCF AM 1280, and then we got a couple others. Can you pull those up for me really quick, Chase? And actually highlight them. We just want to give you a shout out and tell you thank you very much for your trust. We appreciate it. Welcome aboard. Let's rock the nation because we can do this. In saying that, friends, I got to lay out this premise for you because, and I'm going to read it for you in just a moment here. It was a couple years back. It was actually 3 years ago now. I was asked to give a prayer at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota. And I was honored. And so in the process of being honored, I accommodated, and I went forward. I went forward, and I went forth, and did what I was called to do. And I want to read this prayer for you really quick, and then I'm going to tell you the fallout.
This is the prayer that you said.
This is the prayer that I said on the House floor in Minnesota. When I arrived at the Capitol today, I noticed all the writings upon the inside of the walls. On the Supreme Court chambers, you have Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments, God's divine law. You have George Washington quotes, Thomas Jefferson quotes, speaking of unalienable rights given unto us by our Creator. And when I looked at that, I thought, what an awesome building, and those in this chamber are very privileged to be here, and I'm honored to be here as well. And if I can give a small preface to my prayer so my prayer has meaning, I remember when I was a young man, I had a friend who founded a company in Fridley, Minnesota. This man built his company from the ground up as he blueprinted everything in great detail. He put his sweat, tears, everything into it until he established a great company, and a profitable one at that. Nobody understood what his sacrifice was or what he put into his company except those that helped him along. The company grew in such proportion that he could not sell the company, or now he could sell the company, and so he did. On the sale of his company, the buyers agreed to keep him on to run the company for them, and in the process, the company sold. And when it was sold, the buyers went against the contract and fired the founder. I said, how foolish could they be? They thought once they had control of the company, they could run it their own way and still prosper, and yet they failed miserably. And it sounds much like America today, I said. America has the longest standing constitution in modern history. And might I remind everybody here that we have one constitution, so let us come together and unite ourselves under its directives. Because we all know the problem didn't come into our country in 1776. They came when we wandered from the founder of the company and tried running it our own way. I said, so let us pray. I prayed, Father God, I just thank you, Father, for what you have bestowed upon us and through the sacrifice of our brothers and our sisters. Father God, to ratify the Constitution and make valid the Constitution of the United States as they sealed it with their blood. Father God, the fight, the bloodshed, and the sacrifice from World War I to World War II to Korea and Iwo Jima and Vietnam and, Father God, Iraq and Afghanistan. And I think about their sacrifice when I go, Father God, to Arlington Cemetery, and I think that's the reason that I stand up and fight. That's the reason I stand, that I encourage my brothers to do the same thing. They died so we could have the freedoms that we have today. They ratified the Constitution and sacrificed their all for it. And I end with this. I know this is a non-denominational prayer in this chamber, and if it's not about the Baptists and it's not about the Catholics alone or the Lutherans or the Wesleyans, bringing it into perspective, friends, or the Presbyterians or the Evangelicals or any other denomination, but rather the head of the denomination, and his name is Jesus. As every president up until 2008 has acknowledged, and we pray it in Jesus' name. I no sooner got done saying that prayer. 10 minutes later, I walked outside of the Capitol building. By the way, we have that DVD available.
The prayer that rocked the Capitol. That's right. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's right. Go to the store, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Interestingly enough, over 2,000 outlets, 10 minutes after I walked out of that building, had me up on their sites as the hater and the bigot.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is about that prayer is we had so many people say, you know, I watched the prayer, I read the prayer, I was waiting for, like, the big offensive thing that you had said in it. And they're like, I just couldn't find it. What is wrong with talking about honoring our veterans and our founding forefathers and our Constitution and saying, God forbid, the name Jesus? In fact, we had someone come up to the man who assisted you there at the prayer that rocked the Capitol and said, you can't just come into chambers and drop the J-bomb like it was a swear word or something.
He was actually a Catholic priest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't drop J-bomb.
Excuse me. So, in other words, we're dropping the J-bomb because you're not.
Yep.
We're here. God put us here because you're not doing what he commanded you to do. So therefore, we are doing that. Now, what's interesting about that is, you know, the first attacks came out as, you know, the bigot and the hater. Well, once they seen the prayer, they understood what the media was attempting to do. When that didn't work, then they began to attack my jacket, of all things.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with my jacket other than the fact that it had Sons of Liberty on my jacket. Little do they know anything of their own history.
Yep.
Well, then when that didn't work, then they began to attack me for the fact that I was saying that Barack Hussein Obama wasn't a Christian.
It's like a shot at him. I mean,
do I need to go there?
I mean, seriously.
Do I need to go there, folks?
No.
The fruit is on the tree, and in this particular case, it's all over the tree. And so I didn't go there neither. So really what it came down to is the people that actually took what the state-run media tried to advocate, they took it for face value, they still realized that they couldn't trust their own state-controlled media.
That's right.
Okay?
Or the representatives.
Okay, now, but I want you to just hear what I just got done saying. The media came out and attacked me for things that I never even said or did. When the people paid attention to what I did by watching the video, that exposed the state-controlled media for what they really are and who they really are. If I wasn't a hater, I was a bigot. And if I wasn't a bigot and that didn't work, well, we'll just leave him alone.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to do our best to get it out there that Bradley Dean is what we say he is. So in other words, if he didn't say it, we'll still put words into his mouth as if he did say it. Well, little did they realize it was going to completely backfire because conservative outlets, Christian outlets all across the country began to pick me up. And then I began to broadcast my message throughout the country, not just in the state of Minnesota. Jesus said, when I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto thee. And it's interesting, right after that prayer, I want people to understand, I got a couple phone calls from church leadership from the Catholic Church and from another organization in the state of Minnesota that said, we now have to distance ourselves from you.
Yeah, because you said Jesus. Now, I want to say this.
Christian organizations, and I say organizations, not ministries, because there is a difference. There's a hireling and there's an anointed man or an anointed woman of God. When I'm saying organizations, of course, I'm talking about hirelings that are in it for the money. And when I'm talking about ministries, I'm talking about the real church.
That's right. Now, I want to point out, too, that Matthew 10:33 says, but whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. So not only did you have some of these organizations say they have to distance themselves from you, but you mentioned we're saying the word Jesus because you didn't go into the chambers to deny the Son of God, to deny Jesus Christ.
That's not my business.
Right.
Yeah, my business is to do just the exact opposite and to take a stand because what God puts in a man, no devil in hell can take it out of that man. And interestingly enough, I go back to Dietrich Bonhoeffer again. He who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man. He who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God. I desire Christ to be glorified because it's been ripped off for so long in this country. He's going to have it one way or another. And if he's got to choose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, I'll be that man that no flesh should glory in his presence.
That's right. Now, when you think of Republicans, you're supposed to, quote unquote, think of conservative, Christian, you know, people, so on and so forth.
Yep.
But it was actually the Republican, Kurt Zellers, who scrubbed that prayer off the record. He literally took that prayer and denied God as if that prayer never happened, you never came. He scrubbed it off the record, and it was his call. And going back to the scripture, whosoever shall deny before men, him will I deny before my Father who is in heaven. And also here on earth, Kurt Zellers is no longer in that position.
As a matter of fact, every individual, we just found this out 3 weeks ago, every individual that came up against that prayer that day has been removed from governmental position.
Yeah,
every single one of them.
And it's amazing, too, because you really do see when it comes down to the wire and the rubber meets the road and you have a little tension, a little friction, a little persecution, and when it gets a little hot, you can see real quickly the separation of the sheep from the goats. You can see where men fall. When it gets a little hot, you know, okay, we can't be over here. We got to distance ourselves. We got to do this and that.
Man, the media is really coming after Bradley
Or
Dean.
You see the true news media outlets come out and say, listen, I remember a pastor, someone had said, you know, I think this Kurt Zellers guy forgot the scripture about Matthew 10:33 about denying Christ. So we need to understand that's when the true church arises and says, no,
that's
we
right.
will not back down. But that's where you see the goat separating the true church from, you know, the heathen and saying, no, 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 we can't be with you and we can't be a part of this. It's amazing how that little affliction, you know, the old saying goes, never trust someone until you get them angry with you.
Yeah.
Well, never trust someone until a little affliction comes because you're really going to see what's in their heart.
Oh, and that's exactly what happened is he was inundated with letters because what he failed to remember or recollect or even to ask is the fact that we've done Tea Parties all across the country. So guess who he had a reckoning with?
That's right, the people.
The Tea Party. Friends, we're going to come right back. We're going to play Allah Praised on House Floor by Muslim Imam. It is a part of the judgment of God, and I'm going to highlight that real quick before I let him sing into your ears as to what America tolerates. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-233-0747.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. During the second segment, friends, we were talking about, well, actually gave you forth the transcript of my prayer that I prayed at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota a couple years back, and it seemed that everybody had a problem with the name of Jesus, which, again, we're not asking for permission to bring forth his name, nor are we in the business of denying him. But it's interesting that when you go to Psalm 2, it says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain, empty, worthless thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. That's exactly what they attempted to do, friends. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, though he did. The Lord shall have them in derision, and yes, he does. Then he shall speak unto them in his wrath. Where are they at now, friends? Because we're willing to stand and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet I've set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day I have begotten thee. He said, ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with the rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, you, therefore, O you rulers. Be instructed, and you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, Filial, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, in other words, agree to his ways, lest he be angry and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. You know, David could give forth that prayer because he experienced that prayer. Okay. And what was in the middle of all of this? The cross. Therefore, at the end of the day, He was always praising the name of the Lord because he seen the salvation of God. And that is the liberation from the bondage of sin in every sense of the word. And I love it.
I love it.
I love it.
Now, let's go over to this really quick because I want you to hear this. This just took place in the state of Minnesota. I'm sorry, not Minnesota. On the federal floor. The United States House of Representatives allowed a Muslim imam to give the opening prayer on Thursday morning in which he praised Allah, the demonic god of Islam, who is the enemy of Christ in America. I'm not even going to try to say his name. He was from the Islamic Society of New Jersey. He was invited by Democrat Representative Rush Holt of New Jersey. And I'll let you hear what he had to say. And I'm just kind of curious, how do you feel about this, friends? Knowing that for how many years we were told that we were under a Islamic jihadist threat, and now for some reason we have an administration that entertains America's sworn enemies, pulls down the border, patrol. As a matter of fact, we just heard this week that he's attempting to disarm Border Patrol. Folks, how telling does this administration need to be before you finally wake up to what he's attempting to do? And not only that, friends, he's dropping the borders. He's evading duty. He's derelict of duty in every sense of the word. And he's purposely subjecting America to America's sworn enemies, which, by the way, are his allies. And what's also interesting is we just found out just this last week that there's a UN treaty going on, friends. And I want to set the record straight because you need to understand any treaty that usurps or attempts to usurp the United States Constitution is null and void. So it's null and void, friends. There's no other way to actually say that outside of the fact that it's
null and void.
Null and void.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to, on December 24th, they're actually trying to disarm the American people.
Wait. December 24th? Is that like Christmas
Eve? They like
Eve
to do that, don't
when
they?
When everybody else with their families, they're not thinking about it, so they want to covert-like, you know, on Christmas Eve, try to pass something that the American people are not paying attention to. How deceptive is that?
Oh, that's this administration. Remember, he said he's the most transparent administration?
Yeah, I can tell.
Well, he is totally transparent if you pay attention. Attention to his fruit and judge him the way that Christ told you and commanded you as to how you're to judge a man or a woman. But we can see that they're actually trying to bring forth treaty concerning the UN starting on December 24th. Again, friends, listen carefully. It is unconstitutional. It is unlawful. Therefore, it is illegal. It is null and void. They are violating the United States Constitution in which hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give you. Now, are you living for what they died for? I just got to ask you the question. Going back to my point over here, to the imam, we need to understand the inconsistency with the biblical prophets and the Lord Jesus Christ. This imam is standing against everything that you are. But here again, friends, I'll let him say it. You can listen to Mr. Boehner actually introduce this individual. And again, if you'd like to weigh in, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
Ahmad Shibli, Islamic Society of Central New Jersey, Monmouth Junction, New Jersey.
Peace and the blessings of Allah be upon you. Assalamu alaikum. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Praise be to Allah, the cherisher, the sustainer of the world. The most gracious, the most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Guide us to the straight path. The God of all the prophets and the messenger says in the Quran, he does not place a responsibility on you greater than you can bear. Everyone will receive the good they have earned, and vice versa. Let us pray. O God, bless us as we begin a new day. Bless this assembly.
A new day.
Seriously.
Bless the people and nation it represents. O God, at this time in our history, the challenges for our nation and the world are many. O God, grant these men and women the wisdom, the guidance, and the strength to pursue compassion, justice, and sound judgment. O God, and your wisdom, you have placed upon them a great responsibility and honor. O God, please help them with your guidance and your light. O God, grant them the will and the means to improve the well-being of all inhabitants of this great nation and beyond. Amen.
No, it just
No. Keep in mind, Boehner introduced him.
Yeah.
And all the professed Christians sat back amened the very sworn enemies of this country.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the same thing I was noticing. If you go to sonslibertymedia.com, take a look at the article, sonslibertymedia.com. It's called Muslim Imam Praises Allah on House Floor. But when you go to the video, I was noticing the woman to the right of him who is bowing her head, not protesting, not standing there and saying, no, I will not bow my head to Allah and to the God of this nation, not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But she goes right along with it. How many times in that prayer was he calling upon the name of Allah, 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 Allah? Can you imagine a preacher getting up there and saying, Jesus did this? Jesus.
It happens every day in this country.
Exactly.
But America, that is the voice that they don't want you to hear. This is the voice that they want you to hear. Now, why is that happening? Because, again, we tried to tell you a couple weeks ago that this is going to get more intense, friends. And here we are, unbeknownst to us as to what it was. But now we're here. We're watching an imam. By the way, friends, again, a sworn, folks, their religion, the Quran, calling to kill infidels. Look what they do, friends. You know, where is the church? Where is the church at? I mean, folks, Elijah, empowered by the Holy Ghost, would have been mocking this man and then calling for his removal. And what do we see here? The longer Islam is tolerated in America, the more dangerous it is for your posterity. Because what we're doing is we're provoking the true and living God to wrath against us. In America, what you need to understand is judgment is at the door. And as you continue to sleep thinking that God will not bring the hammer down, you might want to read his word because he is not mocked. And here we are. America needs to arise, wake up from slumber, and put down the enemies of God and our country while there's still time to do it. Because as I always say, friends, you still have the freedom to do the right thing. Now, I want to contrast that, not just with my prayer, but going to the imam's prayer, okay, being introduced by none other than the America's, the heroes of the government, man, the Republicans, Mr. John the Drunk Boehner. And let's contrast that with what's on the other side of this, which is also on Sons of Liberty Media. It's an article written by Pamela Geller. Muslims eject Christian woman praying to Christ at National Cathedral during Muslim prayers.
But
wait a second. I'm not playing that like, oh, poor us. No. Where is Christ? Where is the profession? We hear the profession. We see the lip, we hear the lip service, and we see the lip service with our eyes. But where is the action? Here we have a woman standing up all by herself, saying in the name of Jesus Christ. And friends, what happens is everybody's up in hand. They're throwing their hands up in the air like, oh my gosh, she can't do that. But right in front of your face on C-SPAN is a imam praying in the name of Allah.
Yeah.
The Quran calls for your execution, America. Do you think this is just happening by chance? No, it's not. And again, we're going to come back and we're going to highlight this in just a moment here. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866. 233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. As a matter of fact, when we get to the other other side of the next hour, I want to talk about what happened in Arizona, folks, because they were putting a hit on me and Pamela Geller in Arizona, and I'll tell you how I dealt with
it. Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Daniel Ott of the Edge Television Broadcast. When I want a hard-hitting message of truth exposing unconstitutional policy through constitutional law, I go to sonsoflibertyradio.com with Bradley Dean. He's educating and equipping America with the knowledge to what our nation was truly founded upon. Join me and thousands of other listeners at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, now you know what we do here at Sons of Liberty. We highlight the issue. We highlight the disobedience of the people before a just and a holy God. We show them the fruit thereof. We show them the curse that goes along with it, and we're partaking with that. We see the confusion of faith as to why people are confused in this country. And then what we do is we give them the answer, and we also show them those that are involved in the culture war that are actually standing up and bringing forth results. Okay? So in saying that, friends, I want you to understand that Alabama puts the smackdown on Sharia law and other foreign laws. As a matter of fact, in the last week's elections, voters in Alabama passed Amendment 1, which is an amendment to the Alabama state constitution, which prohibits any foreign law from being used to determine cases that are tried in Alabama courts. Specifically, the amendment was drafted by Eric Johnston, who claims that the principles of the amendment carry a far wider application than just against Sharia law. He said, "We were just trying to do something legal, not political," Johnston said. "I put in about 3 years of work on it. The amendment passed with 72% voting in favor of the measure against 28%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what? They need to take polls like this, is really dig up the constitutional law, its enumerated laws, put that straight stick next to the crooked ones, let the crooked ones show themselves for who they are, like this 28%, and then impeach every single one of them.
Right.
That's a good way to clean house, friends.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to the point, the description appearing on the ballot reads as follows. Proposing an amendment to the Constitution of Alabama of 1901 to prohibit the state of Alabama from giving full faith and credit to public acts, records, or judicial proceedings of another state that violate the public policy of the state of Alabama and to prohibit the application of foreign law in violation of rights that God gives us, guaranteed natural citizens by the United States and Alabama's Constitution and the statutes, laws, and public policy thereof, but without application to business entities. Alabama Lieutenant Governor Kay Ivey provided a summary of the amendment in a press release called the American and Alabama Laws for Alabama Courts. Amendment 1 relates to the application of foreign law during the legal process involving an Alabama citizen. Foreign law refers to the laws of our country or cultures. Currently, judges or legal authorities discern whether foreign law is applied. By the way, the whole purpose of judges is to discover and apply, friends, not to create or to act as activists. Going on, Amendment 1 would create constitutional protection that foreign law is not applied if it violates or violates the guaranteed rights that God gave you of Alabama citizens.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
So there's the answer. Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock, and establish my goings. There you have it. What happens when people in this country stand up? They fight, and they win. God will give the church what it's willing to fight for.
Amen. You know, I think it was Alabama that I just heard was the most literate state, not illiterate, but literate state in America as far as the Bible is concerned. So when you look at people who understand the Bible, who know the Bible, who know where their rights come from, who know about the Constitution, they say, listen, we're not going to allow any foreign law or anything to come in place between what the Constitution says, what the Bible says, what our state constitution says, and that's that. Yeah. And like you said, a good way to clean house is say, listen, who supports the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of Alabama? Put your yes down here. If you don't, then see ya.
That's exactly right.
Pretty simple to me.
And do it, do it unbeknownst to them. Just do it in a way that it's just blatantly open for everybody to see, and let the American people stand up and find out who their enemies are, because they'll often find through these polls that they're right there in front of their face. They're those that are representing we the people. Now, how many people in this country look at Boehner and say, you know, Boehner's going to, you know, give way to a imam on the floor to give a prayer?
Yeah,
well, everybody that supports the Republican Party would say, no way he would do that. No, friends, he would do it, and he just did do it.
Yeah.
And this, again, this is just perfect stuff to explain my message that I've been trying to convey to the people year after year. They're doing it. It's right in front of you. Now do you understand why I say the right-left paradigm is nothing but a bunch of garbage? It's an illusion. They play the game, and you lose the battle. They take away your rights. And guess what? That means that you are being entangled again into the ways of bondage. And we don't want to go there. Going back to my point with this concerning this Alabama that puts the smackdown on Sharia law and other foreign laws, it's also interesting to note, friends, and I say this, that when we look at what's going on in this country, namely with the Supreme Court attempting to look to foreign law, and by the way, they are making reference to it, and in many cases, America already ruling by seemingly Sharia, I think it's a good step forward for Alabama and the United States to see Alabama lead the way, to stand up and say that she won't be ruled by foreign law, especially demonic Sharia. However, you watch the ACLU, CARE, and a host of other communist and Islamic organizations go after this amendment, because rest assured, friends, they will. But America, if you stand up, guess what happens to your opposition? They stand down.
Amen.
Yes.
And that's a great title for an article. If you stand up, they stand down. And that's what we have to realize is the mentality is that we need to know that, you know, the people who believe in these things in America are the majority easily. And if the majority would simply stand up upon what they believe and act out their profession, then we would have a different country in a week.
That's right. The Muslim, or I'm sorry, not the Muslim, but same ideology, same totalitarian methods. Interestingly enough, the communists have a slogan that, listen, dealing with your enemies, if you feel mush, proceed.
Yep.
But they say if you feel steel, retreat. America, let your enemies in this country feel your steel. And don't just let them off the hook by smacking them with the paper like a man would a puppy. No, lawfully deal with them. Bring forth civil charges concerning their crimes against we the people and their intents, because they mean to overthrow. Now, it's interesting when you even speak of the ACLU, Roger Baldwin, I've said this a million times, friends, he said the end of the ACLU is communism. Okay? Well, that was the inception of the ACLU is what, in the 20s and the 30s? Most people didn't take him serious. But how many years later? Everybody has to deal with them and take them serious. But America, you still tolerate it. What about Planned Parenthood? Well, everybody thought Margaret Sanger was just the devil who was preaching to the KKK. Well, she was, and she's in hell burning and trying to explain to the people that there really is a hell now. Too bad, wouldn't want to be a, right? You had your opportunity. But America let it go, and now because of it, 57 million babies have been murdered in the womb.
Yep.
And now what we're seeing is the inception of the Sharia law. If the American people tolerate it, what's it going to look like for your future's posterity or your posterity's future, friends, in 20 and 30 and 40 years? Because what we're seeing right now is the face of those that mean to rule over you.
Yeah.
By what Boehner just allowed through this imam, that is exactly the government that's attempting to rule the roost. Are you going to stand down and allow them? When I was at a tea party in Arizona, we did three tea parties in Glendale, Arizona, I believe, just this last week. I believe that was the town. And when we were there, I said, what are you running from? And I explained to them the administration doesn't have the support. The state-run media wants to give the American people the illusion that he has the support, and it's the only thing they have, and that is the illusion. Ask any dictator. They never have the support. They work against the masses by lying to the masses that they have the support, because at length they're destroyed because they believe the state-run media. And in America, friends, we just found out again, speaking of which, we know that the state-run media has a 21% approval rating. But interestingly enough, we just seen 3 or 4 days ago on the front of WorldNet Daily, none other than CNN's ratings are hitting the dirt again. Folks, their ratings are so low, CNN's, ABC, CBS News, MSNBC's, that they cannot go any lower than a snake's belly. So again, how many people out there say you don't agree and you don't believe what they're saying? Then why do you stand back and allow them to do what they're doing? And I just want to prove my point, and I'll let the administration do it. The New York Times came out last year and blurted out the truth in their confusion and told the American people, and to their credit, I'm glad they did, to their credit, they told the American people that all information that first is released on the public at large in the United States of America is first vetted by this criminal administration. I added the word criminal. That is illegal, friends. And if you don't believe me, you can ask Amber Lyon, who used to work for CNN. You can do your stats. You can do your homework. You'll find that six corporations globally own the information that you get. You can talk to a foreigner, and a foreigner will tell you when they come into America that all the information, for the most part, is none other than propaganda. It's not true. They are trying to rearrange reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in, friends. You are being lied to, and you need to stand up and say enough is enough, because all of their agendas that they're pushing down your throat illegally, and by the way, if you read the Constitution, again, the enumerated laws, you'll know what I'm talking about. Do your own homework and prove me, friends, as to what I'm telling you right now. What they're doing is illegal, and as I always say, friends, those that represent we the people do not have a right to break the law, so therefore you are the law. Stand up and execute that law unto judgment, unto impeachment, unto indictments, friends, because that's what's going to stop. Justice is the guardian of liberty. We're going to get on the other side of this break, and we're going to actually talk about what took place in Arizona. I'll give it to Stephanie first. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diet to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.